We are reading from Talmud Esser HaSefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 5, page 241, Item 4. You can send us your questions to Kab.TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 4, the words of the Ari. Since the Or Makif, surrounding light, is much greater than Or Pnimi, inner light, the chitzoniut, the externality of the Kli, where the Or Makif clothes, should be pure and better than the Pnimiut of the Kli, where the Or Pnimi is clothed. We need the half Kli from without to shine, because of the Or Makif. The Or Makif is indeed great, and its Seara, its illumination, would not pass and be absorbed and shine within the walls of the Kli, for there is a great difference in distance and separation between them. Hence, the Pnimiut, the internality of the poor Kli, needed to equalize with the poor Or Pnimi, and one should shine in the other. Likewise, the superb Or Makif will shine in the chitzoniut, externality of the superb Kli. Otherwise, the chitzoniut of the Kli would remain without ha'ara, without illumination. Again, the words of the Ari, item 4. Since the Or Makif is much greater than Or Pnimi, the chitzoniut of the Kli, where the Or Makif clothes, should be purer and better than the Pnimiut of the Kli, where the Or Makif Pnimi clothed, is clothed. We need the half Kli from without to shine because of the Or Makif. The Or Makif is indeed great, and its Seara, its illumination, would not pass and be absorbed and shine within the walls of the Kli, for there is a great difference and distance and separation between them. Hence, the Pnimiut of the poor Kli needed to equalize with the poor Or Pnimi, and one could shine in the other. Likewise, the superb Or Makif will shine in the Chitzoniut of the superb Kli. Otherwise, the Chitzoniut of the Kli would remain without Ha'ara, without illumination. Item 9, Inner Light. Explains, and its illumination would not be absorbed and shine. Because the Or does not clothe the Kli unless they are in Hishtavut Tzura, equivalence of form. As long as there is Tzura, form, apparent in the Kli compared to the Or, that Shinui Tzura, disparity of form, rejects and separates the Or and does not let it travel through and permeated in the Kli. It is written, for there is a great difference in distance and separation between them, meaning the Shinui Tzura, disparity of form, is what separates and distances the spirituals. Item 10, Inner Light, explains that the Pnimiut, the internality of the poor Kli, because all the merit and greatness of the Or Pnimi is in the worse and greater Aviyut. It therefore turns out that the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, is worse and more av, coarser, and completely equalizes with the size of the poor Or Pnimi, which is worse than the Or Makif.
You can ask whoever wants. Yeah.
He says, therefore, it was needed for the internality of the poor Kli to equalize with the poor Or Pnimi. And then he says, therefore, the internality of the poor Kli,
the vessel is organized in a simple way. The greater the Aviyut with the Masach, he can absorb a greater inner light. If he can't absorb the light in an internal way, so as much as he can, he can get greater surrounding light. That's how it works. The internality of the vessel, the more coarse with the masach, so can absorb or reveal a greater inner light. The externality of the Kli, the more pure it is, it can absorb the surrounding light better. The difference between external and internal is the masach.
But he said that there's a great difference in distance between a meaning, disparity of form separates and distances spirituals. So how come there's an equivalence of in externality and internality?
In the internality they have equivalence of form, and in externality they have equivalence of form, but towards which discernments?
What do you mean discernments?
In the internality of the vessel, equivalence of form is according to the masach and aviyut. And in the externality of the kli, the equivalence is according to the purity. That's it. What? That's how it works. Why is it so difficult to understand?
Because it's opposite to the mind, what you're saying.
No, it's exactly like our rationality. There's a hero in quality and in quantity. There's someone more pure or more coarse. Tell me. You had two friends. One was a great criminal.
I had such friends.
Yeah, I know, you're friends, that's what I'm saying. And the other was so here, just a bit, used to steal here and there. But, you know, like you. And now they both repented. Who is more righteous? When they both repented.
The great criminal.
So he's more righteous. He can absorb the upper light more. Compared to that small criminal, he was small in his minus and his ego, as though he's small in his plus and bestow. That's it.
So the way you define it, it's a shame I wasn't a great criminal, then I would have obtained more. This is what you're telling me?
Correct, but there's a little note, a remark we have to add here. The moment you start repenting and performing actions of bestowal, they'll give you a will to receive that you'll fall even deeper and deeper every time, because then you'll have the forces every time to rise and correct.
So where do you get this strength from after you fall with the great force? Where do you get the strength to rise above it, to overcome it?
From society only.
If I fall only from the society?
Through society. From the Creator, but through society. Mister, you can write it down. There's no change in that. From the beginning till the end.
But I don't understand. In externality you say equivalence of form, and also in internality equivalence of form.
According to different parameters.
I don't understand it.
Here it's according to aviyut, and there according to purity.
It's like the negative and the positive of equivalence of form. Is there such thing?
Yeah, there is. A little child, you love him, because that's always nothing. You love him. And your older son, you love him. You don't just love him. You love him because he is organized in life. He knows how to do all kinds of things. So, anyway, go on.
Adam 20, Inner Light, explains chitzoniut, the externality of the superb kli, because it is completely devoid of the aviyut, coarseness of the kli that is needed for the hamshacha, for the extension of the or. This is not the conduct with the or makif, and therefore relates only to the pure bechina in the kli, so as to have ishtavut zora, equivalence of form with it, meaning that is needed for the hitlapshut, for the clothing of the or.
All according to the clothing of the light, as much as it will be ready for it. Keep going.
Item 5, the words of Dari. A second reason, if the chitzoniyut, the externality of the kli, had not been pure, the or makif would not have been able to connect with the or pnimi. There is yet another reason, very close to the first reason. The or makif wants and yearns to bond with the or pnimi. Thus, if the outer part of the wall of the kli had not been pure, the Or Makif would not have passed through it. Consequently, the Or Pnimi would have been lacking the reception of the Or Makif inside it. However, since half the kli of the outer wall is zach, is pure, the Or Makif can travel through half the inner thickness of the wall. In that state, they shine in one another. And though the inner half of the wall will not be zach, pure, it is not a cause for concern, since the Or Pnimi shines and passes through it half its inner thickness, though it is not more zach. Again, the words of the Ari, item 5. A second reason. If the chitzoniut, the externality of the kli, had not been pure, the Or Makif would not have been able to connect with the Or Pnimi. There is yet another reason, very close to the first reason. The Or Makif wants and yearns to bond with the Or Pnimi. Thus, if the outer part of the wall of the kli had not been pure, the Or Makif would not have passed through it. Consequently, the Or Pnimi would have been lacking the reception of the Or Makif inside it. However, since half the kli of the outer wall is zach, pure, the Or Makif can travel through half the inner thickness of the wall. In that state, they shine in one another. And though the inner half of the wall will not be zach, it is not a cause for concern, since the Or Pnimi shines and passes through it half its inner thickness, though it is not more zach, pure. Item 3, Inner Light, explains the Or Makif yearns and desires to connect with the Or Pnimi. Meaning, it wants to clothe in the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, and shine along with the Or Pnimi as much as it can. It is so because it will ultimately be entirely clothed in the Kli. Or Pnimi means what is already clothed in the Kli. And Or Makif means destined to clothe the kli afterwards, meaning in time, until the end of correction.
For now, it's clear what he said, right? Not clear? What? He's saying, surrounding light is what shines for now, from afar, from the external half of the vessel, and in the future it will clothe in the kli until Gemar Tikkun, but the inner light is already in the vessel, so there's two lights in the vessel. Yes.
Adam, for the inner light, explains from its outer side it was not pure. He adds it as a precision, for it did not have the pure chitzoniut, externality, which is better adapted to the Or Makif. The makifim, the surroundings, would never have been able to close the patsuf even a bit. For if the outer part of the wall of the kli had not been pure, the Or Makif would not have passed through it. Consequently, the Or Pnimi would have been lacking the reception of the Or Makif inside it. The reason for it is that the Or Pnimi always extends from above downward to the guf from the corresponding bechina in the Rosh. For example, the Or Pnimi, the Malchut, the guf, extends from Malchut, the Rosh, which, like her, is bechina daled. The Or Pnimi, the kli, the zeanpin, the guf, extends from bechinat chotem of the Rosh, which is bechina gimel, like him. Also, the Or Pnimi, the kli, the bina, the guf, extends from the ozen, the Rosh, which is bechina bet, like her, etc., likewise. However, the Or Makif always extends from the sefira above the corresponding bechina. As the Or Makif, the Malchut, the Guf, extends from the Chotem, which is Bechina Gimel. The Or Makif, the Zeranpin, extends from the Ozen, which is Bechina Bet, and so on likewise. This is in Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Akudim, where the Masach in Malchut is Bechina Daled. In Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, where the Masach in Malchut is Bechina Gimel, the Or Pnimi extends to that Malchut from the Chotem, which is also Bechina Gimel, like her. The Or Makif to that Malchut extends from above, from the corresponding Bechina, meaning from the Ozen, which is Bechina Bet, etc. likewise. Now we thoroughly understand that Malchut cannot receive the Or Makif unless she also has the Bechinat Kli from above, from its corresponding Bechina in the Rosh, which she acquired by her ascent to Zer Anpin. He writes of the Or of the Oz, of the left Ozen. It means that in Parzuf Ab, whose Malchut is Bechina Gimel, the Pe, which is Bechina Gimel, is more internal than the Chotem, while the Chitzoniut, externality of the Pe, is above her Bechina, meaning from Bechina Bet, which is the Ozen.
We'll learn that more in Olam Atzilut for now. Oh, keep going.
Item 6, the words of Dari.
Together, everybody expecting the light. The main thing is together. Let the light work.
Item 6, the words of Dari. The pnimiut, internality of the kli, is purer than the chitzoniut, externality of the kli, as the Or Pnimi is limited in her and receives complete hara, complete illumination. The Or Makif, however, shines from afar in the chitzoniut of the kli. Should you say that we can still ask, we see that without our sense of sight, the pnimiut, the internality of the kli, is more zach, pure than its chitzoniut, externality. The answer is as follows. Though the Or Pnimi is smaller than the Or Makif, yet, because it is limited inside the kli receives complete hara, complete illumination from it. However, though the Or Makif is a great Or, still, because it is not cleaved and restricted within the kli, it does not shine that much in the chitzoniut, in the externality of the kli, as does the Or Pnimi in the pnimiut, internality of the kli. That will place everything in its proper place. Again, Adam 6, the words of Dari. The pnimiut of the kli is purer than the chitzoniut of the kli, as the Or Pnimi is limited in her and receives complete hara, complete illumination. The Or Makif, however, shines from afar in the chitzoniut of the kli. Should you say that we can still ask, we see that without our sense of sight, the pnimiut of the kli is more zach than its chitzoniut. The answer is as follows. Though the Or Pnimi is smaller than the Or Makif, yet, because it is limited inside the kli receives complete hara, complete illumination from it. However, though the Or Makif is a great Or, still, because it is not cleaved and restricted within the kli, it does not shine that much in the chitzoniut of the kli, as does the Or Pnimi in the pnimiut of the kli. That will place everything in its proper place. Item 50, Inner Light, explains, still we might ask and say that in the sight of sense, in the sense of sight, etc. He asks, in the end, we find the chitzoniut, the externality of the kelim, to be less important than the pnimiut, internality of the kelim, and they do not shine like they do. However, if they receive the chitzoniut of the kelim from the Or Makif, which is greater Or than the Or Pnimi, it should have been the opposite. Item 60, Inner Light, explains, since it is limited within the kli. In other words, since the degree of the Or is measured and limited in the greater avyut of the kli, in a way that if its avyut had been less, its measure of Or would have decreased. Therefore, the avyut in the kli is found to be receiving complete illumination, heara, as the avyut does not darken the or whatsoever. On the contrary, it increases it. For that reason, the pnimiut of the kli is very zach, very pure, even though the or is small.
It all depends on the masach. If the masach is great, the aviut is great, so I have a bigger purity. Comes the surrounding light, clothes in the external vessel, the inner light in the inner vessel, then I have such a difference between the inner and external. And that's not important, truthfully. What is important is what role each one takes upon itself, each one receives, as much as they work, also the inner and external light in the vessel, in order to purify the vessel. Keep going.
Item 70, inner light, explains, which is not cleaved and restricted with the kli. Meaning, there is no kli d'amshacha, a kli of extension, there to extend this or as zivug d'aka'a, for the or cannot close its primyut. Thus, that or does not cleave to the kli, as the small avyut, which is necessarily present in the chitzoniut, externality of the kli as well, has a shinui tzura, disparity of form, compared to the or, which is completely zach. Thus, the measure of avyut in the chitzoniut of the kli diminishes the or. Had it been more zach, it would have received a greater or makif. Hence, any outer kli is not so zach, for its avyut is distinguished as a great demerit, separated from the or, and does not connected with it.
Because it doesn't have a masach, only the internality of the kli, there where the avyut is greater and the masach is greater, so it's closer to the light.
Thus, although her or is great, it does not shine in the chitzoniut of the kli as the or pnimi shines in the pnimiut of the kli.
There's no connection between the light and the vessel and the external kli, like between the light and vessel and the inner light. That's where the masach is. Keep going.
Item 7, the words of Dari. The Lord, the Olamot, the more imperfect they are, the Lord, the Olamot, the more imperfect they are. Until Olam HaNikudim, there were five inner and five surrounding, and the changes were according to the proximity of the surrounding to the inner. Know that in the upper Olamot, the lower they are in degree compared to each other, the greater is their incompleteness from one another. Thus, until Olam HaNikudim, you find that there were five Bechinot inner Orot and five visible Makifim. However, the differences between them is that in some the Makifim were closer to the inner, and in others they were further. Again, item 7, the words of Dari. The Lord, the Olamot, the more imperfect they are. Until Olam HaNikudim, there were five inner and five surrounding, and the changes were according to the proximity of the surrounding in the inner. Know that in the upper Olamot, the lower they are in degree compared to each other, the greater is their incompleteness from one another. Thus, until Olam HaNikudim, you find that there were five Bechinot inner Orot and five visible Makifim. However, the difference between them is that in some the Makifim were closer to the inner, and in others they were further. Item 80, or inner light, explains lower in degree from one another. They gradually diminish because of the hizdakhut, purification of the masach. It is so because in the second patsuf of Ak, where there was only avyut the bechina gimel in the masach, the or keter diminished and its level reached only that of chokhmah. The third patsuf, where there was only avyut the bechina bet, had also been lessened of all Chokhmah, and its level reached only that of Bina, etc. Similarly, is likewise in the Olamot as well. Adam 90, Inner Light, explains Olam HaNikudim, they were Olam HaNikudim. Meaning, precisely in the Roshim of the Partzufim from Malchut Derosh upward. However, from Malchut Derosh downward, even in the first Partzuf of Ak, there were no more than five interior and two surrounding, as the Ari says in chapter 6.
We'll learn this. The next part we learn is part 6. Oh, chapter 6. So, one more page. Yeah.
Adam 8, the words of Dari. From Nikudim down, there are no more than five inner and two surrounding. And there cannot be less than that. However, from Olam HaNikudim down, which is Olam HaTzilut, there is one drawback that did not manifest in all the details more than five inner orot and two orot makifim, being makif for Yechidah and makif for Chaya. However, the other inner three do not have bechinat makifim from bechinat Naran, but only from bechinat Yechidah and Chaya, which surround all the others and not their own Bechina. They do have other disparities and drawbacks according to the order of the Partzufim and the Olamot, but the rule in them is that there cannot be less than five inner and two upper Makifim. Again, item 8, the words of the Ari. From Nikudim down, there are no more than five inner pnimi and two surrounding, and there cannot be any less than that. However, from Olam HaNikudim down, which is Olam HaTzilut, there is one drawback. They did not manifest in all the details more than five inner orot and two orot makifim, being makif for Yechidah and makif for Chaya. However, the other inner three do not have bechinat makifim from bechinat Naran, but only from bechinat Yechidah and Chaya, which surround all the others and not their own bechina. They do have other disparities and drawbacks according to the order of the Partzufim and the Olamot. But the rule in them is that there cannot be any less than five inner and two upper Makifim. Adam 100 Inner Light explains from Olam HaNikudim downward. Meaning, even in the Roshim of the Partzufim, after Olam HaNikudim, we do not find more than five interior and two surrounding. It is so because of the ascent of the Lower Hay to the Enayim, meaning the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, quality of mercy with judgment performed there. Because the place of the Zivug was done in Chochma Derosh, which is the Enayim, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut Derosh, exit Derosh, meaning to Bechinat from above downward, which is Bechinat Guf. Thus, all that remains in Bechinat Rosh is only Keter and Chokhmah, as was explained in length in my book, Panim Meirot Umasbirot. Item 200, Inner Light, explains they do not have the Bechinat Makifim from Bechinat Naran, meaning the two Makifim, Yechidah and Chaya, surround the three Lor Orot Naran as well, though not from Bechinot Naran, but from Bechinot Yechidah and Chaya. Know that all this refers to the general Makifim, though there are always five internal and five surrounding in the particular Makifim. For there is no or that does not have a Pnimi and Makif, internal and surrounding.
We're only speaking towards the general Masach, but in the individual ones, in the individual Partzufim, we always have other lights, other vessels, ten Sfirot, and only one compared to the other. one patsuf, about the second patsuf, so it's as if we're lacking. Just like Galgalta isn't lacking anything, but Ab is lacking all of Galgalta, so there's no Bchina Dalet, only Gimel. It's all only if we count them one towards the other, like a child compared to an adult. So he's lacking height, but he has all the other organs of his own.
I don't even know how to ask it, but there's something that confuses me. A kli that has a greater aviyut, who receives greater desires, so there's an opportunity for the surrounding light to perform changes on it. Right? So why do we actually restrict? It should have been to the contrary, that we will aspire to have greater, coarser desires so that the surrounding light will work more on us and they will become purer. Rav, again, what we speak of here is about the relationship between the states. If you had a certain kli which had such and such internal and such surrounding, and now it has a different state. It has a greater internal and then more or less of a surrounding. Less surrounding. So what is your question then? As long as the kli, I'm saying I don't understand. As long as the kli uses more its inner light, then it has a lesser ability to receive surrounding light. Because it's an opposite relationship. It cannot be that both the surrounding light will work on it to the same extent that the inner light works on it. Rav. Yes, but actually it also have five internal and five surroundings. So the question about it, about what we call restriction, meaning to restrict, let's say, to restrict their contact with the surrounding light. Is it true to say that this is what we restrict? Rav, no. There is no restriction towards the surrounding light. What restriction can be on the surrounding light? It is a result of, but it's not that anything, something affects it. Okay, let's continue. We have some time. We are studying nicer part. Chapter 6 explains the return of the Oro to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, to receive their completion containing 22 issues. Item 1. In Itpashtut,
read the first expansion before the words of the Ari.
Item 1, the words of the Ari. In it, Pashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Akudim, the Orot did not come out complete, hence they returned to their Shoresh, to the root, to be completed, and thus made a Kli. Let us explain the creation of these Orot called Akudim. Know that when they came out, they did not come out complete. The reason for it is that the intention of the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, was to now make the beginning of the Havayot of the Kelim to close the Or for the receivers so they could receive. Thus, since they came out incomplete and unfinished, they returned to their Shoresh above to be corrected and completed and thus make the Kli. Again, item 1, the words of the Ari. In Itpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Akudim, the Orot did not come out complete. Hence, they returned to the Roshosh, to the root, to be completed, and thus made a Kli. Let us explain the creation of these Orot called Akudim. Know that when they came out, they did not come out complete. The reason for it is that the intention of the Ma'atzil, Emanator, was to now make the beginning of the Havayot of the Kelim to close the Or for the receivers so they could receive. Thus, since they came out incomplete and unfinished, they returned to their Shoresh, to the root above, to be corrected and completed, and thus make the Kli.
Meaning the Kli didn't happen in once, the light expands in the vessel, then purifies, and when the light returns to the vessel, then it becomes light in vessel. Where does he write about it? When the light returns to the vessel, then the light and vessel become two forms that can already It's in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Find it. When it returns, it'll be a lighted vessel separated from one another. One.
Adding one inner light explains while they came out, they did not come out whole. As we have written before, this is because only Malchut received the complete five parts of him, Neran Chai, and the other nine Sefirot lacked. Zeranpin lacked Keter. Bina lacked Chochmah too. Chochmah lacked Neshama too. And Keter lacked Ruach too. The outer Kelim for the Orot Makifim were absent there altogether. Adam 2, inner light, explains, and therefore, when they came out incomplete and unfinished, the surrounding Orot and the inner Orot were beating on each other, and thus purified and rose to their root, to their shoresh, to the Peh, where they received their completeness.
Because specifically by colliding in one another, that's how the Havayot come out.
Adam 2, the words of Dari. In it, Pashtut Aleph, first expansion, the Or Zach, which is Or Yashar, direct light, and the Or Av, coarser light, which is Or Chozer, were mixed in one another. However, in the Histalkut, departure to the root, Shoresh, the Or Av remained below, as it could not ascend, and its Aviut increased, and it became a Kli. The thing is, the Bechinat Kelim was certainly in potential, though it was not actually inside the Or. That is because it was in Bechinat Morav and coarser Or, though it was well connected with the essence. Consequently, its Bechinat remained concealed. It is so because when the Or came out through the Peh, it all came out mixed together. When they returned to ascend and be completed, then, certainly, through the exit of the Or outside the Peh, that Or of the Bechinat Kelim, which is more Av, now acquired more Aviut. Thus, it too cannot return to its origin as in the beginning. And the Or Zach, pure light, expanded from it and rose to its source. In that state, further Aviut, coarseness, was added to the above Or Av, to its Aviut. It was completed and the Bechinat Kli remained. Again, item 2, the words of Dari. In it, Pashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Or Zach, pure light, which is Or Yashar, direct light, and the Or Av, coarser light, which is Or Chozer, reflected light, were mixed with one another. However, in the Histalkut, departure to their root, the Or Av remained below, as it could not ascend, and its Aviut increased, and it became a Kli.
Because it was separated from the direct light, so became more coarse.
Adam 2, the words of Dari. The thing is that in the Bechinat Kelim was certainly in potential, though it was not actually inside the Or. That is because it was in the Bechinat Morav and coarse Or, though it was well connected with the essence. Consequently, its Bechinat remained concealed. It is so because when the Or came out through the Peh, it all came out mixed together. When they returned to ascend and be completed, then, certainly, through the exit of the Or outside the Peh, that Or of the Bechinat Kelim, which is more Av, now acquired more Aviut, coarseness. Thus, it too cannot return to its origin as in the beginning, and the Or Zach, pure light, expanded from it and rose to its source. In that state, further Aviut was added in the above Or Av to its Aviut. It was completed and the Bechinat Kli remained.
Meaning until the light doesn't depart the vessel isn't ready for its role. It's not coarse enough. Yes?
Item 3, inner light, explains the Bechinat of the Kelim was in potential. Relates to the 10 Sefirot de Rosh, where the Or Chozer closed from below upward. This is only potential itlapshut, potential clothing, but not actual itlapshut. Item 4, Inner Light, explains in the Bechinat of the coarser Or. It means that Bechinat Or Chozer that closes and receives for the 10 Sefirot of the Rosh from below upward is regarded as the Bechinat potential Kelim there. With respect to the 10 Sefirot, the Or Yashar there, it is called Or Av and Coarse, since it is regarded as Or Histalkut, light of departure, meaning Or that is not received in Malchut because of the power of the detaining Masach. This Or Chozer expands Kli Malchut Derosh into 10 Sefirot from her and within her, and expands with her from the Peh down to actual Hitlapshut, actual clothing called Guf. After the departure of this Hitpashtut, expansion from within the clothing Or Chozer, this Or Chozer remains as actual Or Av.
We have
the excerpt from the preface.
About this?
What you asked before.
Okay.
We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 4. There is a great rule in the Kelim. The expansion of the light and its departure makes the Kli suitable for its role, meaning, as long as the Kli was not separated once from its light, it is included with the Or and is annulled before it as a candle before a torch. And the matter of this annulment is because there is oppositeness of form between each other from one end to the other, because the light is abundance that extends from his essence, existence from existence, and in the thought of creation it is entirely bestowed, and it has nothing of the will to receive, none whatsoever. And the Kli is opposite from it, which is the great desire to receive that abundance, which is the root of the renewed created being. And it does not have the matter of bestowal, none whatsoever. Therefore, while they are tied with each other, the desire to receive is annulled to its light, and it cannot determine its form unless after the departure of the light from it once. Because after the departure of the light from it, it begins to greatly yearn for it, and that yearning determines and decides the form of the will to receive properly. And after that, when the reflected light closes in it, it is now regarded as two separated issues, Kli and light, or Guf and life. And set your eyes here, because this is a very profound matter here.
Clear? What are you doing this? Because for you, this is a body, and this is a light life in it. And in spirituality, it's not like that. It's all relative. Well, ask.
I don't even know how to ask it. But the Kli decides how much light it can draw, so on. How can the will to receive decide to expel the light? How can it decide?
The guest is in front of the host and rejecting the food. That you can understand.
But how can the will to receive can reject the delicacies?
Because there's another discernment in it called shame, which gives him greater suffering than the pleasure he would have received from the food, because it's all a calculation.
And it is willing to go with that shame so much that
doesn't matter whether he wants it or not, it's a calculation. If he finds that this is greater than that, we're done. or the opposite. That's how we work. No more than that. Just calculations. More shame or more honor or greater pleasure. That's it. If I'm very hungry and I'm in front of the food, I don't pay attention about anybody. I just put it in my mouth as quick as possible. If I'm not so hungry and I see that people are looking at me, so I'm already calculating. But it's according to size of the will to receive, to the suffering that it's empty, and according to the fulfillment, against the feeling of shame. What other calculations are here? There aren't any other. That's how we work? Yeah.
If we're talking about food, whoever really wants to see and be impressed how a whole local team, together with the original team, are working together in connection and harmony for the benefit of the success and meticulously care for those students in the beginning of their spiritual path, is invited to Carmel. And if this is not enough, there is a meal at the end, like the feast of a king.
No.
I want to go back to something I don't understand. It's a shame you can draw it. And when they rose and completed, then by the departure of the light outside the Peh, that light of the Bechinat Kelim, which is coarser, now acquires a greater avyut, and it cannot return to its place as in the beginning. What? In order to reveal the Creator, I need to build a greater avyut?
Of course. You summed it up nicely. Yeah.
I thought that I had to be pure in order to be like the Creator, not coarser.
Where can you absorb the influence of the Creator if not on the correct avyut for it?
You mentioned something about building a masach. When you build a greater masach, then you can reveal a greater Creator. What do you mean by building a masach?
Because the masach is the extent of your equivalence of form with the Creator.
So how do you build a masach?
With the light that reforms.
And beyond that?
And it bestows as much as you are included with the friends.
So it's all about the friends?
The stories around the friends.
Meaning to annul before the friends is building a masach?
Annulment towards the friends.
So it all depends on the masach and the aviyot. The aviyot depends on the masach? On the size of the masach?
The masach depends on the aviyut and the illumination of the light that reforms. Okay.
Yaniv from Chadera is asking, I don't understand how from the Bitush Pnim of Makif the Kli purifies. The word zakut, purity, refers to something positive or negative?
The positive, the vessel purifies because it doesn't want to be the receiver and it has no choice. It must get rid of all the reception of the light that was there before. The ghost, the guest and the host, just check that example. And for now, we're going to the next part, the third part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
מה משותף בינינו, מה מאחד אותנו, הרצון האינסופי. בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים, נשזור בתוכנו את כל החיים. אין על מי לסמוך רק על אבותינו שכתבו לנו מילים בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את הכלים חלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים